Legislative leaders are ready to pull the plug on Vermont's health insurance exchange if a key component is not working by May 31st. But Governor Peter Shumlin does not think the fate of Vermont Health Connect should rest entirely on the new deadline, even though he's the one who set it. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Governor Shumlin issued the ultimatum last month, saying that if Vermont Health Connect couldn't meet two key milestones, then he'd begin the transition to a federal version of the online insurance exchange. The milestones he established were clear. Change of circumstance functionality was to be delivered no later than May 31st, and automatic re-enrollment services needed to be running smoothly by November. Here he was announcing the dates back on March 20th.
And if, in fact, we didn't meet either of those milestones, on November 15, we would recommend to Joint Fiscal which of the alternatives we would go to.
Less than a month after setting the deadlines, Shumlin appears to be easing away from at least one of them.
As I said, we believe we're going to have it working on May 31. If we don't, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Legislative leaders, however, are taking the ultimatum perhaps more seriously than the governor who issued it. If June 1st arrives and change of circumstance functions have yet to be automated, Speaker Smith says it's time to pull the curtain on Vermont Health Connect. Vermont won't be able to begin using a federal version of the exchange until 2017. But Smith says the state should go ahead and cement its decision to move away from the state-run exchange if the May 31st deadline goes unmet.
At that point in time, I don't think we can continue with the current exchange. I think we have to look at whatever options are available for us to move to something that works.
Senate President John Campbell says failure to meet the deadline will erode what little credibility the exchange has left.
And if they don't, I've got to tell you, I mean, the confidence level in our ability to manage a system, to build a system, is at, you know, pretty much near zero.
Shumlin says the standoff will likely be a moot point, since he intends to have the functionality working by May 31st. The change of circumstance function would allow the exchange to input changes to customers' life circumstances automatically. Right now, the administration is using an expensive and time-consuming manual process.
Let's not create conflicts that we don't need to have. I'm focused on trying to get the job done.
But a recent report from State Auditor Doug Hoffer raises new questions about the state's ability to meet the milestone by the end of May. Shumlin says the costs of abandoning the state-run exchange in favor of a federal version of the system are severe. And he says policymakers need to let sharp analysis drive the decision-making process, not deadlines.
Let's be honest about this. If it did not work on May 31st and it worked on June 2nd, would you move to the federal exchange? Just asking a question.
So then why did Shumlin himself put so much emphasis on a date certain?
I felt like it was really important that we be clear with Vermonters about what our expectations are. These are our expectations, that the change of circumstances is going to work by May 31st, and that we're going to be able to smoothly do re-enrollment by October.
And lawmakers, for now at least, seem firm in their intention to hold the governor to that timeline. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.